Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way, fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And be sure and check us out on Facebook, all the great animal videos. A lot of good cat videos right now. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You'll find us there. And you can also find Nathan down at the Mariners game today. He's Bigfooting around. He's the Miller Lite Bigfoot guy. He should be in the beer garden now. He's supposed to be there 2 hours before the first pitch, which is at 1:10. And we're almost there, and Nathan's always early. So he's probably there now, stomping around. So get on down there and get a selfie with Nathan as Bigfoot. It's a great outfit. And he certainly is tall. He has little small feet for a big, tall guy, but he's got great Bigfoot feet when he's Bigfoot. So check him out. All righty, then. It's technically the third Sunday of the month, but we switched up Sundays. So today we're doing the second Sunday on the third Sunday. If that's confusing you, it's our healing show. That means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World, which means Linda Rasmussen and brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. And together, they're helping you guys and your animal friends with, it can be emotional stuff, can be behavioral stuff, physical stuff. They cover all the bases. But it's important to know they don't treat or diagnose. They basically just tune into the body, and the body tells them what to do. So we talk about what's going on. That's so we all can understand it and follow along with everything. And gosh, I had a thought about that the last caller when we were talking to my client Linda from yesterday, and she mentioned that the weird blood circulation problem she has and the Renard's stuff. Renard's is something I do know about because it is, and probably all the circulation stuff, we learned, you know, for all those years that Dr. Al Pluckner was here and the endocrine immune imbalance that's been missed by traditional medicine, it relates to that. And I can tell you that that members of my family have that Renard's thing. My brother and my nieces have it. I started to have symptoms back in the 1990s. But then I didn't really know what it was back then, but I knew what was going on. But then with the healing work that I do and with all of that, it was pretty balancing. But it's amazing how long Dr. Nels and now Linda have been working with us here and on Animal World. And I think, Dr. Nels, didn't you check on it recently? And you've been doing the show for like 12 years or something?
Yeah, I'm suspecting it's getting closer to 13 now. Yeah.
But, right. Yeah. And then we had connected before that, before you started doing the show and that sort of thing. But it occurred to me when we were talking to Linda and she was talking about the Renards and the other thing and all of that, that, gee, my family has this. I know that I have the Pluckner thing because we used to be able to test people for it too and so forth. But at any rate, I have been getting neuroenergetic balancing, the best stuff, like on a monthly basis with both Dr. Nels and Linda since we really connected. So, and that still continues. But so I have never, all of a sudden, my symptoms of that whole whatever it is, Renard, just went away. And I've just never had a problem. And it never occurred to me, probably because I'm still doing, you know, the best, you know, neuroenergetic balancing stuff. But it went away and I've never had it. My whole family has it. So there's certainly something to be said for this, and I think the neuroenergetic balancing really, really describes it a little better. Because if your body is in the best balance it can be, our bodies are designed to heal themselves. Isn't that right, Dr. Nelson?
Yeah, absolutely. And function in accordance with an original plan for how things are supposed to work. And so Linda and I essentially are doing the same thing. We're clearing the interference in the nerve and energy channels of the body so that it can get back to its original design and start working normally again.
Uh-huh. And if you think, oh, well, I would like to work on this, but do I work just with Linda or Nels? If you have animals, you don't have a choice. You get to work with Dr. Nels. But if you're a human animal, you can work with both of them or either or. But even though they're both best practitioners and they both do this neuroenergetic balancing, I can tell you that it's different depending on who's doing it. Okay, it's probably different depending on who's receiving it as well. But you know, you don't have to say either or. You can work with both. And if you had something serious going on, I think that's the best way to go, is take advantage of their individual healing gifts, because I think a lot of these energetic healing modalities that anybody can learn how to do, I think how well they work depends on who's doing them. And they wouldn't be here if they weren't two of the best healers on the planet and two of the best healers that I know. And that's why they're here, and I share them with you. So anyway, I'm going to shut up now, and we're going to get back to the phones. And by the way, if you want to get in before the end of the hour, now would be the time to call local number 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Now, we are, in fact, going to Iowa now. And welcome, Tamara. Tamara, welcome back to Animal World.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. How are you doing? Some more.
I'm doing okay. I should probably tell you first that I...
Well, wait a minute, because the volume is really low, David. So what do we need to do here?
Testing. Can you hear me?
Are you on speakerphone by any chance?
Yes.
Can you please go to turn off the speaker and talk through the phone?
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, how is this sounding? Much better.
Yeah, you just gotta remember, folks, speaker phones don't work good on radio.
Okay.
For some reason, the sound just doesn't come through well. All right, Tamara.
Okay.
Now, so let's see. We're talking about your kitty Flower.
Yes.
And she's an older lady, isn't she?
He was named after the skunk in Bambi by the people that I'm from. Yeah. Yes, he's
so what about
14.
14, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. And tell us what's going on with Flower.
Okay, well, last week I was telling you that he had an upper respiratory infection, and he was on three different rounds of antibiotics. The first two were amoxicillin, and the other one was a floxacin-type medication. And also, he has FIV,
That's right.
Yeah. And but that's never really been a problem. So
now, hasn't his appetite been off? He hadn't been eating that well?
Yes, and he wasn't eating. I think this is having to do with, I don't know if he was going to die or what, but he was just not wanting to eat. And so lately, over the last week since I talked with you, I did go to a friend's farm, and because he likes to go there, and I just give him some freedom because I live in a small apartment, and all he gets is a walk on a leash once a day. So anyway, he had some freedom. That was kind of overwhelming for him. He didn't do too much there. But then I brought him home and food, meat. I haven't tried.
You're breaking up on us. Are you moving around?
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Okay.
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 Now
can you hear
you
now?
Again. Keep talking. No, we've lost you. Uh, Well, I guess David is going to have to take over and see what we can do with that call. I don't know, Dr. Nels, if you were able to establish a connection with Flower or not. You haven't started doing anything, so I don't know.
I was kind of waiting to get, you know, all the details filled in. But actually, I did talk to Tamara. It was early this week or late last week.
Okay, good. Because I think last week, because we went with Natasha. The other thing I was concerned about was not eating. You know, he's an older guy. We won't really know what's going on dental health-wise. But I think Natasha was able to confirm that working with you would be of good benefit for Flower. So were you able to do a treatment with Flower off the air?
We haven't organized that yet, and
oh, okay.
I assume she's calling in because it's it's more affordable. Let's just put it that way right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So getting this is going to be his first session, and I'm excited to be able to do a little work for him and see what we can do to help out.
I just have to say, I mean, this work can be such a blessing to older animals or infirmed. David, go ahead. What are you saying? Did we lose Tamara completely?
She was driving, so I asked her to please safely find a safe spot to pull over in a spot that isn't a drop zone, and I think she's good now. So you're back live on the air, Tamara.
Okay, hello.
Hey, Tamara. Hey, there you are.
Hi, where did you hear me last? What was the last thing you understood that I was saying?
Well, let's see. We were talking about you while David was straightening out the phone. So I was kind of explaining to Dr. Nels, and then he was explaining to us that he had had a conversation with you since last week, but that this would be Flower's first treatment here, and he was looking forward to getting started with that. Give us a physical description of Flower so Dr. Nels can tune in.
Okay.
What does he look like?
He looks like a Maine Coon that is medium size. He's black and white. He's got a fluffy tail. He's got short fur right now because it's hot here. I had him a lion cut. He's a very attractive kitty. But he has been...
Dr. Nels, looks like you got a connection, huh?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Oh, good.
All right. Now, when you tune in to Flower, Dr. Nels, obviously there's stuff to do?
Yes, very much so.
All right. So that's the good news, Tamara, is that there's things that Flower's body's saying need help. So that's a good thing because the treatment should be helpful. Because there's something to
wonderful.
Work on.
Wonderful.
All right.
I wanted to tell you one thing that he did this week that was astounding. After our walk one evening, he saw a vole. You know what a vole is?
Vole.
V-O-L-E.
Yeah.
A small, like a mouse, like. Anyway, he killed it. he had the energy, and he was able to kill it. So I thought that was pretty good.
Well, that's being a cat, okay? Yeah,
Being a cat, so he had, I didn't think he was strong enough to do that, but he did that.
Is his appetite still off?
Yes, but I have been feeding him meat baby food with my fingers, and he is eating that. He won't stand up and eat or anything else.
Okay. He hasn't been checked out by a vet, so we don't know if there's any dental issues going on right now.
He was checked out by the vet when they prescribed the antibiotics probably a month ago. So
okay. So it's not been like years.
He does have dental issues. He does need a teeth cleaning. But last week, Natasha got the message that he doesn't want to do any rigorous teeth cleaning. He would go for a small teeth cleaning. Remember?
Yeah,
that?
He didn't want anything big or invasive or involving sedation and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but he's happy to stay as long as he feels okay.
That's right.
But no heroics. So that's where
right,
you
that's
come in,
right.
Dr. Nels. You get to work the subtle miracles behind the scene here.
I actually sent a link to Tamara about Queenie, who I worked on. And I just wondered, did you ever get a chance to see that video?
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of similarities there in terms of her
Yes.
loss of appetite and, lethargic nature and all that. So I've got a picture of her on top of the refrigerator. She's eating her brother's food after she had finished hers, and her brother hadn't finished, so her owner had put the food up there on top of the fridge, and she found her way to the top of the fridge to eat the food.
Yes,
So yeah, it was
amazing.
quite a turnaround.
And she was is an older cat too.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's why this work should be really helpful for Flower.
Great. Great.
Now, are you ready tomorrow to have a session with Linda?
Oh, definitely. Thank you.
All righty. We will hold off on advertisers, David, until we finish with Tamara. So, Linda, you're in charge.
So, this is an interesting thing. I always check before I start, actually working on the air with people. I tune in. And the message I receive from the innate intelligence of Tamara tells me that this is not the right time to treat her. And I don't know why that is. I never know why I get these answers. But what I'm going to guess is it's because she's been driving and she's going to drive some more. And I think that what I'd like to say is I would love to give you one of my free introductory sessions tomorrow, and we can work, on the phone or on the Zoom, whatever would work for you. I'm
But
sorry,
we
not.
should do it off the air when she's not having to drive right away.
Yeah, some people need some pretty good integration following a release. And, again, I'm just speculating because I don't know. All
Yeah,
I'm,
because you don't know, but you
you
just
know, is
got
that
a firm no. Now is
no,
not the time
not
for.
now.
Now, I don't,
Okay.
and tomorrow, I mean, I guess this is a day of firsts. Dancing awards, and by the way, I was going to give the ultimate Love Train dancing award to Dr. Nels because he was all over the place and David just couldn't keep up with him at 11. So Dr. Nels gets
Thought
the
David
award.
was doing great.
But anyway, what what was I thinking about? Because I lost my
I
train
wanted
of
to
thought.
say thank you to Linda for that offer, and I will definitely contact you. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Oh yeah, I know that's what the first is I don't ever, Linda, I don't ever remember this happening before, and you getting a no, you shouldn't work with the person.
Yeah,
So
and it
at
wasn't,
this
no, I
time.
shouldn't work with them.
Right,
I
they're
should have
just not right
now.
now. So that has to be important tomorrow for some reason, and it might be that maybe, she would release some big stuff and you need a little time to balance that before you'd be
Yeah.
safe driving. So
Okay,
this is
thank you.
unusual, but Linda and Nels are both so very intuitive. I would honor that. And now,
Yes.
have you got Linda's phone number so you can text or call her after the show so to arrange a
No.
session? Okay.
No, I do not.
Okay, it's 206-841-1992.
Oh,
206
great.
841-1992. Now, you need to know that everybody out there, Linda offers a free introductory session to any of you that aren't regular clients of hers already. And if she's worked with you on the radio or works with you on the radio here today, that doesn't count. You still get a free session. So this won't cost you anything tomorrow. You can have a free session with Linda, and then you guys would be able to arrange it when you're not driving, so it would be safe to do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right, now let's go
And
back to Dr. Nels, because are you still working
I'm
on
just finishing
Flower?
up. Yeah, I'm
Wow.
just finishing up with Flower here. Well, sometimes I slow down a little when I'm, involved in a conversation.
Okay.
But yeah, I've given him a tune-up, and we'll see how that goes. There's different types of tune-ups. There's the hands-on work where I guide people to touch the points I would be touching, so it's like I'm really there. And then there's the pure energy work, like what we do on the radio. And so when I do that off the air, it's a little bit more extensive. I'm really kind of hitting the high points here, but we still have a lot of good success, as your callers have, called in and mentioned time and again.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But always when you're off the air, you have more time and can do everything that needs to be done. We're restricted by, you know, time and how many callers and all of that sort of thing. So we know tomorrow that you've got to hold off for your session with Linda. But is there anything else you'd like to talk to us about, you or Flower?
No, but I'm so grateful. I'm excited. I'm not at my apartment right now, so I can't see how this has affected Flower. But I will call and leave a message for you, Martha, about that.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. All right. Okay. All right. Well, then, and you've got Linda's phone number, so you can be in touch with her and get that free session so we can get you in balance, too. And next month, we're back to the regular session. Healing Show with Dr. Nils and Linda will be the second Sunday, and Natasha will be the third, in case you want to check in with us next month. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All righty.
Thanks again.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty, we are going to take care of advertisers, and remember, it is the most important part of the show. Please listen, thank them, support them, stay right where you are, and anybody else wants to get a session in before we're done today, now would be the time to call, because we've got to go through Dr. Nils' newsletter. That will be the next thing up. I got a ton of stuff on current events, finally. There's action in the animal world out here. So you better call immediately if you want to get on the air. And that would be 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. We're taking care of advertisers. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the third and final hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, we heard from Linda Rasmussen during this break. Her website, if you want to check it out, is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And Linda, you are local and still in this state. You haven't worn out Washington like Dr. Nils and his wife did, and they had to bail and find someplace else to be in the middle of nowhere in and all of that. But you're still here, and so you actually have an official office in the intraspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery. And so people can work with you there in person or over the phone, you know, remotely over the phone or Zoom. Now, I think the last time we talked about this, I think you said you actually do more work remotely with people than in person. Is that still the same or has it shifted back? Are more people starting to come in person again?
Well, I would say that more of the newer clients have wanted to come in if they, you know, are in the same area and can do that. And, you know, with these freeway shutdowns and stuff that we're experiencing, some of my local clients are going to go to remote, so they don't have to deal with that. So it's a flexible thing. I love having people in my office, and I have a great office. The vibe in there is fantastic. So
wonderful.
You know, it's not necessarily posh, but it feels really good in there. So I invite everyone to experience that.
All right. And then you continue to offer a free introductory session to anybody who calls or texts you. Mm-hmm. And working with you on the area doesn't count as being a client. So you can still have a free session. All right. So anyone, if you are interested in a free best introductory session with Linda, you can call or text her. You can't call her right now. She's on the radio. But after the show, you can call or you can text anytime to 206-841-1992. And then remember that when I'm not here, or well, all the time anyway, I guess, I am an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer and work with people privately in their homes, help them understand their dog friends, get problems under control, often immediately. And I usually only have to see you once. And, you know, yesterday. So this is a 10 to 12 year old dog. He's had separation issues his whole life. We were able to leave. Had a cooperative dog before we were done yesterday. Now, we still got to work to do to keep the balance going with them. But for the first time in the dog's life ever, we were able to leave. And instead of staying at the door and barking and howling, sound interrupts, and when we came back in, he's asleep on the couch. So pretty amazing. So I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. Dr. Nels does the same thing. Linda says she'll do the same thing. So I want you to write down my phone number when I give it to you here in a moment, and I want you to pass it out to everybody you know has got problems with their dogs. And you tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. But if they want their problem solved really fast and not have to go to class every week for the rest of your life and still not solve your problems, I'm your gal, and all you got to do is give me a call my number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then. Gosh, Dr. Nels, I think it's time. I think we've talked to everybody who's going to call in here. But before we do that, just want to do a slight follow-up. Last week, Natasha was here, you know, people calling in. A couple of cool things, because I asked Natasha, remember, about all my birds, because the birds all came early this year. They've been making babies early. I've had two batches of Anna hummingbird babies already. Mm-hmm. The roofies have had one batch, but they've disappeared again. I'm expecting them to return anytime with a second batch. My flycatchers have had a batch and fledged four babies. But then mom came back and was messing with the nest, and I couldn't think any reason she'd be doing with that unless she was going to have a second batch. Natasha confirmed it and said, yes, second batch is going to happen. And wouldn't you know, last Sunday, by Sunday afternoon, mommy flycatcher was sitting in her nest laying eggs. So she laid eggs. Now she's brooding, sitting on the nest and hatching those eggs. So if all is happening as it's supposed to, I'll have Rufus hummingbirds back with more babies. Now, then the really cool thing is, and I don't know if Dr. Nels and Linda, if you know about that, but you know our Tina, our regular caller from Lake Stevens, usually calling about her horses and her cats and stuff, but her cats passed on. Well, she kind of inherited this feral cat that was a feral cat on property around where she lives, and her friend had trap, TNR to trap, neuter, release. But the feral cat was causing a lot of problems in that original area. And Tina, with all her cats died, she needed a new barn cat. So she decided, even though not an easy thing to do, that she'd take this TNR'd male cat. His name is she named him Jasper. He's all black, little white dash on his head. And she's got him in a cage in her barn and has been trying to acclimate him to the barn so eventually she can let him out and he'll stay in the barn and be the barn police rodent guy. Well, he's been there for 6 weeks and he has not left the back of the cage. And he won't even come out to eat when Tina's around. If he can see her, he won't eat. He waits till she leaves. He comes out. She puts the liquid, really good cat treat stuff on a long wooden spoon and sticks it in. And he wouldn't even come out for that. But if she left the food down and left the room, he'd come out and get it. Okay, so last week she calls in and Natasha talks to her. And then Natasha talks to the cat, and we got a lot of good information. Well, then after the show, later in the afternoon, I hear from Tina, major breakthrough with Jasper. And she was able to, when she put the food in, he didn't wait for her to leave. He came out and ate the food when she was standing right there. And then when she stuck the spoon in with the good stuff, He ate it off the spoon, and she sent me videos of that. What I told her is that some of my experience has been sometimes when people tune in on that telepathic level with an animal, you know, and they're good at this psychic stuff, that somehow opens them up a bit. And sure enough, we have a breakthrough in which she's actually making progress. And last night, Animal TV, they're still binging Jackson Galaxy's My Cat from Hell shows on Saturday night on Animal Planet. And he's done some really good ones about feral cats and how to deal with them and how to sometimes work through their issues if that's possible. And so last night I'm watching Jackson, and sure enough, one of those shows that's about the ferals that I wanted Tina to watch came on. So I'm texting her, Jackson Galaxy, now. And she texts me back, I'm watching. So we're using Jackson stuff on the feral cats, and Natasha talking to him has really been helping. So anyway, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
All right. So now, all that being said, let's go. Let's dissect your newsletter.
Okay. Well, let's see. First thing before we get into the newsletter, I think you wanted to know something about the fight flight getting stuck. Did we want to do that, or was that something?
We didn't actually go into details about that today, did we?
Yeah,
I think you should explain that, because we did mention it a few times, and I assume sometimes that everybody knows, but everybody doesn't. So yeah,
right. So the reason this fight flight thing is so important to people and animals is that this is an automatic system designed for our survival, and because of that, really, it's a priority one system is what I call it, meaning when that's engaged, everything else takes a back seat. And some of the things that happen in fight or flight is the part of the brain that we think with gets bypassed, so that the energy or the thought process and the reaction time is able to speed up. And so the animal or the human can respond faster. Thinking gets in the way of that. So there's a back door, you might say. And that's why a lot of stuff that happens when fight or flight is engaged, you can't think your way out of it as a human, and the animal certainly can't. They just respond based on that internal programming of the fight or flight system. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but see, I used to explain it to my, you know, clients that are dogs. So say, dogs generalize, assume, and flashback. If it happened this way once, it's always going to happen this way. Well, Dr. Nils helped me understand what that is all about. Because it's like you have a traumatic experience, like maybe our Elliot dog, since he can't be trusted around men. Well, maybe when he was a street dog, he got kicked by a man. Or maybe it was a man that captured him. You know, off the street sort of thing. But his nervous system got stuck probably at that point. So anytime he encounters a man now, he can't deal with it in the present tense, because right. his nervous system is still stuck back 10 years ago or so when he was traumatized, and that's where he's coming from.
Exactly.
So when Dr. Nels balances that, then it allows the dog to be able to respond in current time. And if we've done any work to change the way the dog feels about stuff, see, then it just makes all that stuff work better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I tell people I have more tools in my toolbox now than I've ever had. And then I always say the best tools I've added to my toolbox in the last 20 years are Dr. Nels and Linda. And it allows me to deal with things and get serious, immediate cures to problems we've never been able to resolve. Like I had to tell that to Linda yesterday. Okay. I know it's more her than him. I know we've got flight issues going on with both human and animal and all this stuff. But I don't believe we could. I might have been able to go in and work the miracle we did yesterday and get it done. But to have that hold, I just felt like without this neuroenergetic balancing in both Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen, it wouldn't. Okay, so we can really solve things now we never could before, but it's because of this neuroenergetic balancing and you being able to unstick these nervous systems in both humans and animals. It makes a huge difference.
Right. Hey, I'm looking at the time and saying, I think Martha needs to go to a break before we get dive into the newsletter. Is that right?
You know what? Sometimes we just need other people to know what's going on around here rather than me. That occurred to me 2 minutes ago. I was going to say we need to do advertisers, but by the time we just finished, I'd spaced that already. So thank you, Dr. Nels. He knows what time it is. We are going to take care of advertisers real quickly, and then we'll have the rest of the show. We'll dissect Nels' newsletter and find out what this techie stuff is and how we can help him that Aunt Martha doesn't get. And then we'll cover some current events and then we'll be out of here. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150. Talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
That sounds like us today, huh? Don't you think? All right. Hey, you guys, Martha Norwalk, thanks for spending time with us here on Animal World. We're winding down the show as we speak. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And remember our wonderful communicator, medium, and general psychic gal, Natasha Venter. You can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. She's got a YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter IC for Intuitive Clarification. She does 4 o'clock podcast every Wednesday, and you can find it on the YouTube channel. And she's available for personal and private readings. And if you would like to schedule, you can either do that through the website intuitiveclarifications.com or give Natasha a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty, before we run out of time. All right, Dr. Nils, can we talk about your newsletter now?
Yes, let's do that.
All right.
So I thought maybe you'd want to hear the little quick techie bit first.
Well, yeah, because that's at the top of your newsletter.
Right.
What did it say here?
Well, it's all about getting people to my YouTube channel. And this suggestion came from one of my members over in North Carolina, Angela, who's very enthusiastic, and I've worked with her and her dogs. And she said, you know, what I do is I turn on one of your playlists. I find the longest playlist, and I click on the button that says play all. So if you go to YouTube and you got Healing Ministry for Animals up there, and then you click on the thing that says playlists, and then you go and you look and see which one's got the most videos. This is what she does. She clicks on that. There's a button for it that says play all. She plays them all. And sometimes she'll watch some and sometimes she'll just go do dishes. But, you know, whatever. She says the system is playing them. And it allows, it's like viewing time is a very important part of the YouTube algorithm, and that's why she does that, because she wants more people to find me. And I thought, what a great idea, I gotta share that.
Okay, so if I now see, I understand this, because you know, I some of this technical stuff is beyond my pay grade. It sounds to me like, see, we go to your YouTube channel.
Yep.
And start playing one of your videos.
Well, you can actually click a little button on my page when you go there. There's a button or a heading, a tab. It says playlist on it.
And I have
several different playlists, and you can just pick any one you want, and you can just open it up. And basically, what happens is when the playlist is open, there's a button that says play all.
What that does then, would on that computer or device, that YouTube would just keep running your videos.
Yeah, it would play one right after the other.
And so if I understand that correctly, that must, every time one of your videos runs, that would give you another view.
Right.
And then maybe when the amount of views a video gets then would dictate how YouTube puts it out there. The more popular ones get more attention and they put them out there more. Is that what it's all about?
That is true. Nothing succeeds like success with YouTube. So the more views a thing gets, the more they're going to show it. So it gets more views. And I guess they figure, you know, that people stay longer. And that's where the viewing time comes in. The amount of time a person spends watching a video or a channel also boosts that channel's ratings with YouTube. So, okay. And of course, being a subscriber helps as well. So you hit the little subscribe button. It's all figures into their algorithm to how many people will see my channel pop up in the sidebar if they have a certain history of, especially having to do with animals, I'm sure, then my stuff could be showing up.
Pretty much, it sounds to me like then, and one reason I wanted to understand this is because it sounds to me like anybody could do this. Like, say, I know Natasha has a YouTube channel and has, you know, her podcast and videos, all of that. But so she could do that same thing and go there and play her playlist over and over and that might help her get more views.
Well, I don't know if it really helps when I do it myself or if she could have other people do it. That's why I put it out there that this is what Angela thinks works. When other people are watching. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I get it now.
Right.
Sort of. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that was the beginning.
Yeah.
And then let's see. So in your newsletter, then you always have a video of the month, which is, you get to see Dr. Nell's working on an animal and either. Now, this one is in person.
This is a different one. This is actually part two in my frequently asked questions series of videos. I just started making this series, so it's this is the second. I'm working on the third right now. It's not up yet. And so, you can learn a lot from these. And I particularly like people who don't know anything about me to have a look at my FAQ videos because there's so much good information to get you kind of up to speed there.
And there's always a testimonial of the month, and this one for July is particularly good.
Yeah,
because it's about a number of dogs this person had, and so you always learn from that, and then that can help you know what kind of things neuroenergetic balancing helps with, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
and then there's a wonderful feature, and I think this one's written by your wife, Martha. From our yes. heart to yours, great, phenomenal animal stories. And this is a part three of a series going on.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you're new to this whole thing and you want to see back issues, at the very top of the newsletter, there's a way you can go and look at old newsletters so you can catch up on the story so you don't have to miss things, right?
Fantastic. So if you want to read these phenomenal stories that Martha writes, you got to join the membership group, but then you can go back and look at past past newsletters.
Right.
Now, then of course, always events coming up, and you do a free, at least one class, a free Zoom class a month. And this month, this month we can learn to do the Rasmussen Reset.
Yes, that one just happened last Wednesday.
Oh, that's so, right. Yeah. We missed it this month because this is the third Sunday. So yeah. never mind, but it'll come around again.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. And next month is how to reset yourself.
Okay, so next month will be how to reset yourself. Usually Wednesday evenings, usually like 7 o'clock, isn't
yep,
that?
That's, yep, that's right.
Okay.
Pacific time, 7 o'clock, be there.
And then you talk about the radio show, and then the highlight of the newsletter is you give your members an affirmation for the month.
Yes.
That one you can share on the air. So tell us about this month's affirmation.
Okay. Well, a lot of us have a lot of things that happen in our life, some that just go on and on. I happen to have some things like that. So it occurred to me to share an affirmation. It's kind of relative to that. Particularly if you feel like life has kind of beat you down a little bit, I really love this affirmation because it's not asserting too much. Sometimes I feel like the affirmations are fake it till you make it. This one is, it's okay for me to be just as I am and to also know that day by day in every way, I am getting better and better.
How cool is that? I like that.
Yeah.
It's okay for me to be just as I am and to also know that day by day in every way, I am getting better and better.
Yeah.
Very nice. Now, I almost mentioned it when I was doing affirmations. To start the show, because I start with that everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Well, Dr. Nels has a kind of a favorite affirmation that's very similar but isn't quite as spiritual sort of thing. It's a different wording. So if you're uncomfortable with the spiritual part, yours is everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit.
Yes,
and that really simplifies it. And so everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit. And then you say, it is okay for me to be just as I am and to also know that day by day in every way, I am getting better and better. Woohoo. Now I tell you, that was, yesterday in my session, that was a major revelation for Linda. It was like when I, you know, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. When I said that to her, but anyway, it made a huge difference and she got it right away.
Yeah.
And started shifting everything right away. It really was transformational for both of them, a human and dog, yesterday. All right. Thank you for that. And folks, if you want to be part of Dr. Nell's group so that you get the free newsletter and the free Zoom classes and all of that, you got to go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and tell him you want the newsletter and join the group. You got to pay 10 bucks, but it's 10 bucks for a lifetime. And all of this stuff is then free. All right. I think we can forgo the music because we don't have a lot of time. And I'm just going to do a really quick current events because we are almost out of time. So let's see here. All the stuff is going on at the Northwest Stream Center up in South Everett and at Seattle Humane. So let's see. At the Stream Center, Northwest Stream Center, All About Bears presentation is Saturday, August 16th at 1 p.m. Department of Fish and Wildlife do it. It's phenomenal. I've been to it. You got to go. August 2nd, 10 to noon, a free recycles for styrofoam. So you got a bunch of styrofoam. You don't know what to do with it. You take it to Northwest Stream Center, August 2nd, 10 to noon. And then in September 27th, Lawns to Native Plant Landscape with Julie O'Donnell. So if you want to know how to turn your yard into a native plant landscape and not just have grass, that is for you. Now, ton of stuff going on at Seattle Humane. They've got a couple of workshops, a middle school summer workshop for kids starts in August, and a kids summer workshop starting August 7th. Then Dog Days of Summer at the Pine Box Bar on Capitol Hill is July 27th, 3 to 7. Got Seattle Seahawks training camp. They're going to be there on Tuesday, October 5th at 1 p.m. And then there's a South Lake Union block party on Friday, August 8th. To get all the details, you can go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, find everything there, or go to straight to seattlehumane.org. But that's all the stuff coming up. Yep, and David's pointing at the clock. Well, I got it. I got it done in time. I did. So if you would like some neuroenergetic balancing for yourself or your animal friends, you can contact Dr. Nels at healingministryforanimals.com. If you would like the best and energy codes and essentially the same neuroenergetic type balancing for you, you human animals and any other humans, you know, that's Linda Rasmussen. She's at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call her for a free introductory session at 206-841-1992. All righty. Well, I think that wraps us all up. And thank you, Linda. Thank you, Dr. Nels. Hope you guys, you know, have a great month. And next month, we're on schedule. We will. Our next healing show will be the second Sunday of August. And Natasha will be back on the third Sunday. All righty. So we are about done. And just want to say next week, encore show running. And I want to thank you, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Thank you, Linda Rasmussen. David Brown, thank you for filling in. We'll see you again soon, I know. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.